Authorities in Brazil have locked down the area around the country's Congress in the capital, Brasilia, a day after supporters of ex-president Jair Bolsonaro stormed the seat of power in riots that triggered international condemnation. The newly inaugurated president, Lula da Silva, has condemned the actions as a fascist attack. Here, President Michael D. Higgins said that the democratic election of President da Silva is the choice of the Brazilian people. He said that da Silva faces enormous challenges to which all those who believe in the democratic process should lend their support. Hundreds of people have so far been arrested. The governor of Brasilia has been suspended for security failings. Well, with the latest on this, we're joined now by Ewan Marshall, who's editor of the Brazilian Report, an English language news service based in Brazil. Ewan, thank you for taking our call. It's, I think, still fairly early on Monday morning there where you are. So what are Brazilians waking up to this morning in terms of the security situation in the capital?
Hi, Brian. Yeah, it's a strange morning because we are literally kind of picking up the pieces after a really bizarre day yesterday, where we saw, you know, scenes quite similar to the kind of the January 6th Capitol riots in the US a couple of years ago, but potentially on a larger scale in terms of, you know, these rioters invaded Congress, they invaded the presidential palace, like the equivalent of the White House, and also the Supreme Court. And now, this morning, we're only beginning to see the actual extent of the damage to these buildings. I mean, there's windows broken everywhere, priceless artworks destroyed. There's just chairs sitting on the in the lobby of the Congress building. It's absolute madness.
So what then of the situation in terms, the security situation in terms of Congress? I mean, has this been dealt with at this point, or is there, or are there fears that there could be a wider conspiracy here?
Well, the question now is that they're trying to investigate exactly how this act was organized and potentially funded, because before Sunday, around 100 coaches arrived in Brasilia, the Brazilian capital, carrying protesters, pro-Bolsonaro supporters. So these coaches, you know, they have to have been paid for by someone. They have to have been orchestrated by someone. And that is what the Congress and the executive and the judiciary are all basically going to be working in tandem to try and find out over the next couple of weeks and months. For now, we're seeing the arrest count is up to around 1,200 people so far. But I think these are just the people who were on the ground and inside the Congress, inside the Supreme Court. But we don't know exactly who organized these things yet. We haven't reached that point.
And former President Bolsonaro was not in evidence yesterday. He was not seen yesterday. Is he still in the United States, or has he returned to Brazil, is it known?
No, yeah, he's still in the US. He has, before he left office, he managed to pass a decree allowing him a security detail in the US until the end of January. So we're expecting him to stay in Orlando specifically, where he is at the moment. We expect him to stay there until the end of the month. He did, he briefly tweeted last night about the incidents. He's obviously suggesting that he's not happy about the violence and the vandalism at the seat of Brazil's government, but it's kind of, it has been understood in Brazil that he has backed these protests and potentially even encouraged these protests.
Yeah, and I suppose the concern would be that he might have some support still in some of the regional governments across the country, or even perhaps in the military.
Yeah, the question is whether the response now from the military, from the barracks, and the kind of the rank and file is going to be strong, or, you know, if it's going to be significant, or if there is going to be a kind of an outright condemnation of what happened yesterday. I think at the moment we're leaning towards the outright condemnation. I mean, all of Brazil's institutions have come out forcefully saying that the events yesterday cannot repeat. They have never happened in Brazil before, completely unprecedented, and all of those involved need to be found and punished. So there seems to be a bit of a unified message from Brazil's institutions. Again, we've got to wait for the next couple of days to find out exactly if there is a protest movement that is still going to exist in the country.
Very good. Ewan Marshall, editor of the Brazilian Report. Thank you very much for that.